Hello, welcome to this edition of the Re-Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on October 4th, 2017. My guest today is Dennis Duffy, director with BDO Consulting. In light of developments in the retail business, we're going to discuss an alternative use of retail real estate, industrial space. Dennis, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So, Dennis, do you have any estimates right now as to how many mall or retail properties are going through conversions to industrial properties?
To answer that directly, Alan, I would say that the best answer I could give you is, A, it depends, and B, the only figures that I have been able to research are generic in nature.
All right. So what kind of retail properties are better suited to conversions, maybe versus some properties out there that might be better off being kind of maybe refreshed and retaining their retail characteristics?
Okay. First, in terms of the definitions, retail is a very difficult asset category to define because there's so many different flavors of retail. There's mall space, there's big boxes, there are strip centers, and so forth. There's any number of different categories. But malls take up about, there are approximately 1,200 malls, which would equate to about 1 billion square feet, which is, round numbers, 10% of the inventory. Most analysts bifurcate this market, meaning the mall market, to the top 400, which is the top 20 or 30% of the malls, and then everybody else. I would recommend that people look at it from the standpoint of a trifurcated market, especially as it relates to any alternate uses. More specifically, that would equate to maybe the top 20%, the bottom 20%, with all else in the middle, which is obviously a pretty major component of that. In terms of the conversion capability, obviously that will vary on the submarkets. And I think the repurposing will really depend on a couple of things. In terms of the square footage, it's going to be obviously a pretty enormous number all the way around. On the mall side, with the anchor spaces, certainly the ones that have been announced, that's probably a minimum of a 20% redesign, repurpose for the anchor spaces, and maybe up to 30 or 40% of those spaces. As it relates to the balance of the retail market, which is, an enormous inventory, we don't have any precise figures on that, but we've, from different sources, anywhere from 8.5 to 10 billion square feet of retail space exists. And if you have anywhere from, let's call it 5 minimally to maybe 10-plus percent of the retail space being repurposed to alternate uses as a result of, let's call it, e-commerce and functional utility, that's an enormous number. It's 400 million to 1 billion square feet of potential redesign and or repurposing out there in the marketplace.
And, the changing this over from retail to industrial space would only make sense if there's, high demand for industrial space. So I guess the question becomes, do you see demand for industrial space in this market abating anytime soon?
No. The way I would answer that logically is as follows. Number one is population growth continues in the U.S. Demand for consumer goods continues in the U.S. Inadequate existing infrastructure also will create demand for logistics because the delivering entities, whether they be industrial users or transit companies, things like that, will have to be closer to their client base. So from that standpoint, demand for industrial and or logistical space, in my opinion, will always be there. Another way to say it differently would be to look at industrial space as an interim use, which it has been historically. It's always been on the fringe or the edge of town, so to speak. And from the standpoint of logistics, which is one of the topics we're talking about here, I expect any of the retail properties that are surplus or about to be repurposed would probably occur in obviously, as you say, high demand areas or those best suited to deal with the existing infrastructure.
And lastly, you know, put yourself in the shoes of someone who's considering doing one of these conversions, or maybe an industrial company that might buy a retail asset for a conversion. I mean, what type of regulatory and just, you know, general logistical issues do you think deserve consideration in those kinds of situations?
There are multiple obstacles for conversion for any use, let alone retail to industrial, but that might have more limitations than others. The general limitations are rent levels, zoning, the existing contracts, whatever they require for either party, the time element, and management are the main ones. In the rent category, you have the situation where if you have a current retail use, generally retail is at the higher end of the rent spectrum in the real estate world, because you're usually in high traffic areas, so the rents tend to be higher than industrial. And for a rental owner entity to convert their use to an industrial use or a logistical use where the rents are much lower is a difficult transition, because they have partners, they have lenders, they have all sorts of limitations on it, just strictly from a practical standpoint. On the zoning front, use restrictions are prevalent in all jurisdictions. That's going to have to change. At some point, we're going to have to go to a form-based code where the building envelope is what it is, and what's contained in the building really shouldn't matter that much. But as you know, zoning is a very political process, and citizens vote and voice their opinion on any zoning changes that are proposed. In terms of existing contracts, obviously landlords and tenants have contracts that have to be circumvented in one form or another, or resolved one way or the other. The same applies with mortgages and minimum rent levels that lenders demand, things of that type. So from that standpoint, any conversion of retail space to an alternate use is going to have to work through the existing contract requirements on all parties. Another factor I mentioned is time. The way I would say that is real estate is a very volatile and rapid moving marketplace. So from that standpoint, good management is mandatory to make sure that A, they can anticipate trends in the retail market and start the process early in dealing with some of the other obstacles from a conversion standpoint. And good management, and getting back to the time element, good management also would carefully be able to estimate the feasibility of converting any retail space to an alternate use. I would expect that the conversion process and the timing would be feasible in high quality areas and what I would call lower rent areas, more so than the middle market. That's why I trifurcate the market. The high traffic areas, the high rent areas, I'm not real worried about. They will always be successful. On the other side, the low-end markets will probably have a requirement to go to an alternate use pattern at some point. More difficult markets to convert economically are the middle markets, which make up, in my opinion, the vast majority of the space. And the issue there is the conversion cost and what it does to feasibility.
Well, Dennis, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. For The Reed Report, I'm Alan Kenney.